Confession number 11, I am one with the Father and the Son. As we read this prayer of our Lord, oneness is a recurring theme. We see this in verse 11. There we find, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. It is also in verses 21, 22, and 23. Without a doubt, oneness is a desire of our Lord. Consider the full context of John 17, 20 through 23, and notice the emphasis on oneness. Jesus prayed, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Many things cannot be made one. Light will never be one with darkness. Sin will never be one with righteousness. And truth will never be one with that which is false. Consider oneness as it relates to our friendships. We all have genuine friends, even Christian friends, who do not dot every I and cross every T as we do. Our differences may produce a break in fellowship from time to time. When that happens, it is always good to ask, is this difference an essential or a non-essential? Sometimes, maybe many times, the things we disagree about will not even matter 1,000 years from now. It seems our Lord would desire that we strive for oneness where we can as we remain grounded in truth. As we walk through the day, take all this to heart and let's walk in the oneness we have with the Father and with our Lord Jesus Christ. Confession number 11, I am one with the Father and the Son.